Listen up, athletes. Water safety is our absolute highest priority in triathlon swimming. Why? Because open water environments are unpredictable and they are inherently hazardous. We have to recognize that drowning rarely looks like the dramatic scenes we see on television. It happens silently and it happens fast. That is why you, your coaches, the race organizers, and our safety personnel all share a non-negotiable duty. Constant vigilance, targeted training, and rock-solid emergency protocols. Now, let's talk about how you actually spot a drowning athlete in the water. The instinctive drowning response physically locks a victim's body. They literally cannot wave their arms or shout for help. Instead, watch for these critical visual indicators. Look for a head positioned low in the water, mouth right at the surface, or tilted back with an open mouth fighting for air. Watch their eyes, you will see glassy, unfocused, or panicked looks. Notice a vertical body position with minimal to no leg drive. You will hear gasping, hyperventilating, or see repetitive bobbing. And crucially, watch for an athlete who looks like they are swimming hard, but simply cannot make forward progress. Drowning actually plays out in two distinct phases. Active drowning involves visible struggling, thrashing, and that desperate gasping we just mentioned. Then there is passive drowning. This is when the victim loses consciousness, goes completely motionless, and may just float face down. Without constant, disciplined monitoring, passive drowning is incredibly easy to miss. That is exactly why proactive conditioning is your best defense. Drastically reducing drowning risk starts in the training pool and on the open water. You need to master efficient stroke mechanics and rhythmic breathing patterns to conserve every ounce of energy. Gradually acclimate yourselves to open water variables, currents, chop, waves, and sudden temperature shifts. Build your endurance base so you can maintain composure when physical stress hits. Run regular sighting and navigation drills to keep your course true and prevent disorientation. And get extensive practice in your wetsuits. You need to know exactly how that gear affects your buoyancy, fit, and comfort before race day. Now, let's look at the race director's side of the equation. Event organizers must establish comprehensive safety frameworks. That means deploying sufficient trained lifeguards, rescue boats, and medical staff across the entire swim course. Course boundaries, turn buoys, and exit markers must be crystal clear to prevent navigation errors. Mandatory pre-race safety briefings covering potential hazards and emergency procedures are essential. Organizers need robust communication networks linking water safety teams, medical staff, and race directors, plus participant tracking systems to account for every single swimmer. And they must continuously monitor weather and water conditions, with the authority to postpone or cancel when things deteriorate. If you are ever in the water and witness a drowning incident, immediate and structured action is required. Step 1, remain calm. Clear, objective decision-making saves lives. Step 2, instantly alert the nearest lifeguard or race official and give them precise location details. Step 3, if it is safely possible, throw a flotation device or buoyant object to the victim. Step 4, never, ever attempt a physical rescue unless you are professionally trained and conditions explicitly permit it. Step 5, once the victim is safely extracted, initiate CPR or first aid under medical supervision and clear the area for emergency responders. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. Drowning in triathlon is fast, silent, and easily missed without specific knowledge of the instinctive drowning response. Prevention relies on disciplined open water training, proper equipment familiarity, and the mental conditioning to handle fatigue and disorientation. Event safety is non-negotiable. It demands adequate staffing, clear course design, reliable communication, and strict weather monitoring. If you are a bystander, your intervention should focus on rapid reporting and equipment deployment, not untrained rescue attempts. Triathlon water safety is a shared responsibility. Consistent education, vigilant monitoring, and coordinated emergency response are essential to protecting our athletes and preserving the integrity of this sport. Now, let's get to work.